You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 5, verse 5 to verse 9. I read, "Now a certain man was there who had had infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, 'Do you want to be made well?' The sick man answered him, 'Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me.'" Verse 8, Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. Now, if you look at that passage earlier, the Bible says that there laid there a great multitude of sick people. I want to show you the mercy of God. There laid there a great multitude of sick people. But Jesus came for this man who had been there for 38 years. That man did not invite Jesus. That man did not pray to Jesus. It was Jesus that came to him. That is mercy. How come of about 8 billion people on the face of the earth, with less than 1 billion people born again, how come you are one of those who are born again? If you are saved and born again, it is the mercy of God. Then when you look at the next thing that happened, Jesus came to the man and said, "Do you want to be made well?" Jesus is the one initiating the healing of this man. May the Lord give you understanding. It was not this man that was looking or praying to Jesus for healing. There are instances when people cry to Jesus, "Son of David, have mercy on us. Let us receive our sight." A man that was a leper, he came to Jesus. He said, "If you are willing, you can heal me." 10 leprous men cried to Jesus to have mercy on them. People came to Jesus and they were healed. But in the case of this man, mercy initiated that healing process. It was not the man, it was mercy. "Do you want to be made well?" And I perceive that today Jesus is saying the same thing to you. Do you want to be made well? For you to understand mercy, look at the response of the man. He said, "I have no man. That was not the question they asked him. He was looking at the impossibility. I'm sure as some of you heard that Jesus is saying to you also today, "Do you want to be made well?" You are also seeing impossibility. You are saying, "But you see, the doctors have tried. They say that it is a terminal disease. The doctor have told me that, well, there is no drug that can heal it." The doctors are honest. They are helpful and they are honest. You are looking at all the impossibilities. How will it be possible? How will I get to that place? How will I get the provision to do this? That was all that the man was looking at. The man was looking at impossibility. You see, God delights greatly in faith. But I tell you, sometimes mercy triumphs. This man did not say, "Jesus, I believe in you. You can make me whole." He was complaining. Then mercy said, Jesus boycotted his difficulties. Jesus boycotted his complaints. Jesus boycotted his argument. Jesus said, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." Rise. Now, here is where the issue is. What if the man refused to rise? But do you know that word "rise" is an empowerment word from Jesus? And that same word is going to you also today. Rise, take up your bed and walk. And I pray it will happen immediately in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.